Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get it? The Burt Show.
There are some situations that we debated where you're not exactly sure if you're supposed to leave a tip or not, right? Like if you're at Starbucks and they just give you coffee, are you supposed to leave a tip in a case like that?
Yeah.
You are. All right. Just going back there, pouring up my cup of with Joe and then giving it to me. You're saying no.
I don't go to Starbucks often, but I haven't left a tip when I did. I didn't know I should.
Is it bad if I don't? I'm afraid to admit to it.
Just did.
When they turn the screen around and it has the percentages, I always, you know, just because it's like, in all sincerity, order a cappuccino somewhere. It's like $1.25 tip or something like that. And I'm like, oh, it's fine.
Kristen and I have a friend that when they turn that screen around, just draws a penis. And
I know who you're talking about.
And the people think that he tipped, but he didn't. He just drew a penis. Not where I'm going with this, though.
Okay.
So tell me if this is appropriate or not, because this is not a situation that I've ever heard of before.
I went shopping for my wedding dress like a week and a half ago, and I ended up finding my dress at the first store that I went to. When I went to go pay, they flipped their little iPad around, and it asked for a tip. Huh? I did not expect to have to, like, tip buying a wedding dress. So I'm just kind of like standing there trying to do math in my head because the dress is already expensive, right? And then like a 10% on like a $1,500, $2,000 dress is like another $200.
So do women tip on wedding dresses?
So I found this out when I went wedding dress shopping with my friend and I was flabbergasted because we just went to like a normal wedding dress shop. It wasn't like something crazy high in like Kleinfeld, and she got her dress and I think it was like a $600 dress or something. And she came back with the receipt after buying it. She goes, "You guys, there was a 30% service charge."
Oh.
So you're paying not only $600 for this dress that you think you're getting a great deal on, because it was like, it wasn't consignment, but it was like a sample sale. And she was like, "I just paid nearly 50% just to buy my dress."
Let me get phone number out real quick. If you're in this industry, is this becoming standard? 1-855-BURT-SHOW?
Now, I mean, my husband and I have been together forever, but I just got married like 6 years ago. And that was not the case that I recall, or I'm sure I wouldn't have missed that service charge on my receipt. But now that's getting to the point, like, company, pay your employees. Like, they're supposed to get commission off the dresses from the company. Like, that's asinine to me.
Is that how wedding dresses work? Like, when you're in there and they're helping you, they get a commission if you purchase the dress?
I
think it depends on the store and how the store operates, but tipping's out of control. I just saw a story come out of the grocery checkout, not like an Instacart, not delivery, just regular checkout, and they flip the screen for a tip based on the grocery bill.
All you gotta do is draw a penis.
What?
Yep. I'm with Kristen. Like, pay your employees.
Yes.
Or roll the costs into the cost of the product, because I think it's unfair to ask for a tip. I'll pay a higher cost if you need that to fund your employees.
But let me draw two things together here, because this sort of doesn't make any sense to me. If you're going to Starbucks and all they're doing is turning around.
Well, I don't go there. I go to Dunkin', but whatever.
Whatever you want to go. And they are turning around. They're filling your cup up with coffee and you're still giving them a tip. Now you walk into a place that's selling wedding dresses and there she is to help you out. She is listening to the style that you want. She's bringing you all sorts of dresses and stuff like that. And she's there while you're coming in and coming out of the dressing room. Let's say you do purchase there. It makes sense to me, at least from the outside looking in, that you would tip on something like that.
Well, I get what you're saying as far as like the input versus output and the level of attention and detail and care. But one's going to be a dollar and another's going to be like maybe a couple hundred dollars. And again, like I I don't want to come down on the employees. I want to come down on these companies and these corporations. Like, it should not be the consumer's responsibility. It should be your responsibility to pay your employees what they deserve to be paid.
What do you think this is, Europe?
It would be nice. It would be nice.
Well, this is real life, and this is America, okay? Hey, Janet, you own a bridal shop.
Yes, I do, in Charleston, South Carolina.
All right, what's the name of it?
Gown Boutique of Charleston.
All right, you better not say something stupid now.
I'm really putting myself out there.
All right, so what is the standard now for wedding? Are you supposed to tip?
Well, you know what? It's definitely been something that we've seen come up in the last, like, maybe 2 years. And honestly, at my store, we were having people wanting to tip my stylist, but didn't have cash with them. So what we've done is we've just added it to, like, our, you know, our checkout, like Clover, whatever you use, like Square. And we have options of, like, other, or we have $50, $100, $200. And honestly, my thought was, our girls spend 2 hours with these brides and give them the most amazing service. And if I'm being asked to tip at my ice cream store where they're paid to scoop ice cream, I definitely think a 2 hour like private experience where they are getting treated like a queen for a day is worth it.
That does make some sense to me, but let's go ahead and let's argue Kristen's point that you should be paying your employees more right now rather than relying on the tips.
Well, they get paid and they get paid commission. She was right. I think it's more like this is just like an extra. They don't count on it for their pay, but it's just like a thank you for, you know, they're going to stores where they're not even getting help putting in the dresses. And so it's just a thank you. We don't expect it at all. Like, it's just there and there's like bypass it. We make it really like, hey, don't worry, just pass that. No worries. So we're not like expecting it, but it's just a nice thank you if someone wants to.
All right. To me, that makes sense. If you just want to throw a little thank you their way.
Like if you had the most incredible experience ever.
Yeah. Once you say yes to the dress.
For me, I think it's like having the tipping screen puts a pressure on you that you're supposed to. Whereas if I'm in a situation like that, I'll be like, what's your Venmo? And I'll Venmo you a tip. It feels for me, and I can't argue, she's the business owner. You do what you want. And it's a great idea. She's looking after her staff, but for me, it's more like buying a $600 to $1,000, whatever, $2,000 wedding dress. I expect that service to be included in the product. That is part of me going to you. And instead of ordering it for cheaper online somewhere where it'll just be shipped direct.
I see.
And then you're paying the seamstress and you might be tipping on the tailoring on top of that. Whereas when I look at something like a food delivery service or coffee, I'm like, I could do this myself. I'm too lazy. I'm going to tip you because you are working a grueling job where people probably yell at you and you're probably making minimum wage or less if you're in the restaurant industry. So you know what? Let me try and make your day a little bit better.
You just hit the nail on the head.
Hey, Katie. Good morning.
Good morning.
What you got?
So I personally have not been in this situation, but my mom owned her own bridal shop for many, 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 many years. She made wedding dresses. She sold pre-made dresses. Did alterations, and I can personally say at 35 years old, I have never seen anybody tip for a wedding dress service. Now, the other thing too, that there's two things. Number one, credit card machines nowadays come standard with the tip option on them, and you cannot take it off. There is no way to get rid of that option. So a lot of these places that you go, you're like, why am I having to tip? It's not necessarily you're having to tip, it's just they can't take that option off their credit card machine.
I see. Okay. I gotcha. All right. I appreciate you calling. What a great call.
If you do want to tip, just a heads up to all the listeners, don't tip on your credit card. I don't care whether you're at a restaurant, whether you are getting service somewhere else, do not tip on your credit card because that server, the person who's giving you services, they ultimately get taxed on that.
Gotcha.
Whereas cash, Venmo, Cash App, they're not going to get taxed on that.
Thank you, Nicole. Appreciate you calling. Thank you.
Yep.
All right. In this email, to give back the engagement ring or not to give back the engagement ring, they had a plan, but one of their moms, Baba, not happy with the arrangement. Abby's got the email.
So my ex-fiance and I called it quits last week due to some not so great stuff. He cheated.
Yeah, that's not great.
Now that we have broken up, there's this whole thing with the engagement ring. First, I should give you a bit of history. He and I have been together for 4 years. He moved in with me very early on in our relationship. While living with me, I've pretty much paid for everything. He paid me no rent or anything. I paid for all the utilities. I buy the groceries that we both eat. I'm usually the one to cook all the groceries too. The only things he has paid for over the years were his own car, phone, etc. While fighting about his cheating and the breakup, I told him I planned to keep the ring as a sort of reimbursement for all the financial support I'd been providing over our 4 years. Mm-hmm. Fast forward to now, and his mom is blowing up my phone, insisting I give the ring back. The ring he proposed with was a family ring that he tweaked for the proposal. She's saying the ring is only for women who become part of their family and does not belong to me. Now, I'm not sure if there's some legal or moral obligation to return the ring. However, I would really like to use it as reimbursement. What do you guys think? Do I have to give it back or can I keep it?
All right, this is my idea. Maybe it is an heirloom that was tweaked, or maybe mom's could be lying. Because, you know, sometimes people don't tell the truth to get what they want. So regardless, if you have the time over the weekend, tally up the expenses. So go through and figure out how much rent he would have paid, right? Try to figure out like some utilities. Try to come up with like a little bit of the groceries or whatever. Don't go crazy with it, but just like the bare necessities of you all living together and come up with the total and be like, I totally get it that this is a family heirloom and you want to keep this in the family and I want to respect that. You can have it for this dollar amount. Oh, wow.
I was going to say the exact same thing because it's not about the ring. She doesn't care if she gets to keep the ring. All she wants is the financial mm-hmm. reimbursement. So mm-hmm. I think you hold that ring hostage until homeboy wires you some cash.
Especially because he's the one that screwed around.
He cheated.
All right, he cheated. Relationship is over. And I think legally, that's a gift, right?
It is.
Legally, that's a gift. You can't do anything about that.
You can go after her, but yeah, once he proposed and he gave it to her, then there's no getting
him. And the fact that she's been the one paying for him all these years, I think she should keep it.
I would tally up that stuff because I like the ring. Obviously, is tainted. I mean, you're gonna sell it anyway and get the money, and that's fine. But if mom is doing this to appease mom, so you keep your side of the street clean. Oh my gosh! Yeah, absolutely. I'll give you the heirloom back for X amount.
Get it? The Bird Show.